we'd like to thank all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support, and we are very appreciative of it. We're going to break for the news with NPR in less than a minute, and we'll be back at 12:06 with some Robert Cray to start out the last hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. And then, of course, stay tuned. At 1 o'clock will be American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and at 3 p.m., Roger Cash with Freetown Radio. So lots of good music coming your way here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. Stay tuned. Robert Cray after the news.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants in New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Obama says the recent chaos in Iraq could endanger U.S. interests. Speaking at the White House today, Obama says Iraq needs additional support to break the momentum of extremist groups and bolster the capabilities of Iraqi security forces.
We will not be sending U.S. troops back into combat in Iraq, but I have asked my national security team to prepare a range of other options that could help support Iraq security forces, and I'll be reviewing those options in the days ahead.
The president says any U.S. action needs to be accompanied by efforts from Iraqi leaders. Meanwhile, Islamist insurgents in Iraq are advancing closer to Baghdad after moving into Mosul and Tikrit in recent days. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports the U.N. says the rebels are executing civilians along the way.
The U.N. says it knows that 17 people were executed in Mosul 2 days ago. They were civilians believed to be working for the Iraqi police and were allegedly killed by Islamist militants who had overrun the town. In a separate incident, 12 Iraqi soldiers were also executed. The UN estimates that hundreds of people have been killed in the fighting in recent days and says the Iraqi army has also been shelling civilians.
The BBC's Imogen Folks. Tensions are continuing to rise in eastern Ukraine. Jessica Gallagher reports that Ukraine's president is trying to rally support for a peace plan.
Newly elected Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko had phone conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin and German Chancellor Angela Merkel in an attempt to end the violence in eastern Ukraine. The calls came amid accusations by Ukraine's Interior Minister Arsen Avakov that tanks and armored vehicles crossed into Ukraine from Russia. Avakov did not directly accuse Moscow of sending the tanks, but he did say the Kremlin had failed to fulfill promises to tighten its border patrols. According to Poroshenko's spokesman, Ukraine's president told Putin it was unacceptable the tanks had crossed from Russia into Ukraine. In a statement, the Kremlin said Putin and Poroshenko discussed a plan to end the ongoing violence in eastern Ukraine, but the statement did not mention the tanks. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Priceline has negotiated a $2.6 billion entree into the restaurant business. The company announced today that's acquiring Open Table, Priceline Group CEO Darren Houston.
It's the same customers. I mean, travelers are diners. And in fact, they're some of the most valuable diners because they're transient diners. And we believe that there's opportunity to cross-promote the Open Table and the rest of the group's brands to the same customer base.
The deal is expected to expand Open Table to other countries. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 21 points at 16,755. The Nasdaq Composite up 9 points. The S&P 500 up 3. This is NPR News. Malaysia Airlines is starting to give advance insurance payments to families of people who were aboard the missing airliner. The jet disappeared with 239 people on board in early March, and there's been no trace of it since. Each payment is worth about $50,000. The Associated Press reports that some families of Chinese passengers have indicated they'll reject the payment. They want continued economic assistance while the search for the plane continues. The World Cup in Brazil swings into full gear with 3 group matches today. Kayvon Antonio Hidari has the story from Rio de Janeiro.
Brazil opened the tournament with a 3-1 defeat of Croatia and Sao Paulo as it seeks its 6th world title, and as protests against the World Cup sprouted in several Brazilian cities. But fans like Gabriel Teixeira say now that the World Cup has commenced, it's time to enjoy the matches.
I don't think that's going to change anything right now because the stadiums are already built. and the money was already spent.
A full schedule of World Cup matches begins today with Mexico and Ivory Coast meeting in Natal, where temperatures can reach 95 degrees, and a repeat of the 2010 final as Spain defends its world title against Holland. For NPR News, I'm Kayvon Antonio Hidari in Rio de Janeiro.
Hurricane Christina has weakened to a Category 2 storm off Mexico's Pacific coast. The hurricane's maximum sustained winds decreased to 105 miles early this morning. Christina is expected to weaken to a tropical storm by tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 28 points to 16,761. The Nasdaq Composite up 9 points. The S&P up 4. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Carbonite, automatic and encrypted cloud backup solutions designed for small business. Details at carbonite.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. Getting a little behind the times here, but that's what some blues is about anyway. A lot of the older stuff. We've got blues for you till 1 this afternoon, and of course at 1 o'clock, American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. Back now to 2009. Here is a Robert Cray Band from their disc This Time.
That lives next door. He marveled at your pace as you went walking to the store. I said, hurry up, baby, and come right back. You know she brought me a meal, 'cause I didn't want a snack. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on. Smooth long legs, curly red hair. When I look into her eyes, that you would never dare. When I see that sunlight shining through your dress, you know I transform into a hell of a mess. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on. We'll be right back.
That's what keeps me rocking. The Robert Cray Band from the disc This Time. Again, that one came out in 2009. He's had at least a couple of discs out since that time. Very, very consistent blues artist. Next here on KRVS, back to 1974 and music from Bobby Bland.
Our car may be old, our children's cold, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. We may not can spare a road to crumb, but we're gonna make it. I know we will. And if I have to carry around a fine finger, get the dead of the dumb and the blind, I've got your love and you know you got mine. So we're gonna make it. I know we will. We're gonna make it.
We're gonna make it.
Little Milton with We're Gonna Make It. And he made it with this one by May of 1965. He had hit number one on the R&B charts with this. This particular composition was a long time in coming. Little Milton, a great composer, fine guitarist, and very, very dynamic blues vocalist. Before we heard Little Milton, we heard someone else's very dynamic blues vocalist. We heard Bobby Bland. Bobby Bland from 1974 doing I Wouldn't Treat a Dog the Way You Treated Me. And we turn next year on KRVS to Texas Johnny Brown. His recording career started with Amos Milburn back in the late 1940s. He was Johnny Brown was a young guitarist. He ended up becoming a session man for Duke and Peacock Records, backed up Junior Parker and also Bobby Bland on a number of recordings. He's since had a few discs out on his own. Here's Texas Johnny Brown from Houston, and from his 2001 release, Blues Defender, had Johnny Brown with Handyman. Thank you.
telephone. Well, the houses on my street, baby, got no telephone. But there's lights in the window, talk to me all night long. Yes, he do.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Goldman Thibodeau and the Lautel Playboys, and Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
My woman walked out the door, but she's gone. Yeah, yeah, she's gone. You know, I can't call her because she took away the telephone. She used up my charge card, took all the money from the bank. I'm so worried till I can't hardly think, but she's gone. Yeah, yeah. She's gone. She's gone, she's gone. She done been left me all alone. I went down to the dinner table. I couldn't eat a bite. I knew something was wrong and it couldn't be corrected right. But she's gone. Yeah, yeah, she's gone.
The Amateur, Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, featuring Sam Myers on vocals and also on blues harp. Myers was originally, he's working around the Jackson, Mississippi area back in the 80s when Anson Funderburg looked him up and hired him to replace Sugar Ray Norcia, Darryl Newlish, who had been in the band for some time. And Sam Myers' career went as far back as a drummer and a harp player on some of the Elmore James recordings. Before hearing Anson Funderburg and the Rockets based out of Dallas, we heard based out of Houston, Johnny Brown, Texas Johnny Brown, from his disc Blues Defender. He did a number called Handyman. And we're going to stick with Texas blues artists next year on the Blues Box on KRVS. We're going to turn to one that during the blues renaissance of the 1980s emerged as one of the most profound guitarists in the genre, also great vocalist. We're talking about the late Stevie Ray Vaughan.
This place I've ever been. could have pistol shoot. Yeah, and it was a 44. Somebody killed a crap shooter cause it didn't run. Shake, rattle and roll.
Stevie Ray Vaughan with a rendition of Tin Pan Alley. Since his version of this, he kind of owns the tune. The first recording of a song called Tin Pan Alley was done by a fellow Texan, the pianist Curtis Jones. He did that for OK Records back in 1941. And the one that that we are most familiar with, the version thereof, is the one this one sort of is owes its genesis to, is one that was cut by Jimmy Wilson back in 1953 for Big Town Records, Tin Pan Alley. There's also, there are two Tin Pan Alleys, basically. There's the song, and of course there was a geographic place centered around West 28th Street in New York City, on Manhattan, that was first, I guess, recognized in the late 1800s and was active as, quote-unquote, Tin Pan Alley, maybe until the 1930s, maybe later. And supposedly it got its name. There were a lot of publishing houses on these one or two streets, and you'd hear the rattle of cheap upright pianos all the time coming from the open doorways of these publishing houses, and hence the name Tin Pan Alley, because it supposedly sounded like a bunch of people beating tin pans. Anyway, that's the difference. Sometimes when you hear a Tin Pan Alley song, they're talking about something that was written and published in that area of New York City. Stevie Ray Vaughan. We're going to turn now to someone who's done a couple of albums in Austin, Texas. Stevie Ray, of course, originally from Dallas, made his home in Austin during his last years. There's an Australian blues artist that's had a number of recordings out. She's been touring and recording for over 25 years. Her name is Fiona Boyce. And let me see, Pine Top Perkins said she was Fiona was the best woman blues guitarist that he's heard since Memphis Minnie. I don't know if that's correct or not, but she certainly is, Fiona certainly is a fine, fine blues artist. Here she is on guitar and vocals from her disc Blues for Hard Times. It came out in 2011. Fiona Boyes with Maybe I Could Be Your Girl.
Come on, baby, glance my way. Emptiness I feel won't go away, and I'm looking for a love to change the color of my world. Maybe I could be your girl. Maybe I could be your girl. Come on, baby, let me be your girl. I'll make you feel alright. Bring you coffee in the morning, but late at night, maybe I could be your girl. Tell me, girl. Late at night and I'm still alone, not even waiting for the ring of the telephone, 'cause it won't be you, so what's the point? Waiting for the next part-time lover and the next beer in joint, and I'm sniffing around this bar. My desperation on a leash is pulling me around out into the dark and dirty streets, and I'm just looking for a lover to change the color of my world. Maybe I could be your girl. Maybe I could be your girl. Thank you.
Jesse was a gambler night and day. He used crooked cards and dice. He was the son of a gun, good-hearted, but he had no soul. His heart was hard and cold like ice. Little Jesse was a wild and reckless gambler, won a gang of chains. Many gamblers' heart left in pain. But he began to lose his money. He was blue and all alone. His heart ate, he won't turn to stone. What made Jesse broken hearted, blue and all alone? Sweet Lorene had packed up and gone. Yeah, the police walked up and shot my friend Jesse down. They said, boys, I'm about to die today. He had a gang of gamblers and crap shooters at his bedside. Here's the words he had to say. He said, I guess I ought to know exactly how I want to go. And here's what he said. He said, I want 8 crap shooters to be pallbearers. Let them all be filled down in black. I want 9 men going to the graveyard, buddy. Only 8 men coming back. I want a gang of gamblers gathered at my coffin side, and a crooked card printed on my hearse. Don't say them other crap shoes are gonna grieve for me. My life's been a doggone curse. Some poker players to the graveyard. Dig my grave with an ace of spades. I want 12 policemen in the funeral march, buddy. The high sheriff playing blackjack leading up the parade. I want the judge and solicitor to jail me 14 times. Put a paradise in my shoes. Let a deck of cards be my tombstone, buddy. I got the dying crap shooter's blues. Yeah, he wanted 16 real good crap shooters. 16 bootleggers to sing a song. 16 ragged men gambling couple 10 power. Told me long what he said. Said he wanted 18 women from the Hamilton Hotel. 11 off of South Bell. 29 women out of North Atlanta. To know that Jesse didn't pass out so swell. Yeah, and his head was aching, his heart was thumping. Little Jesse went down bouncing and jumping. Don't stand around, little Jesse, crying. Want you to do the Charleston whilst he's dying. 1 foot up, my toenail dragging. Thought my friend Jesse in a hoodoo wagon. Come here, mama, with that can of booze, I got the dying. Crap shooter's blues, passing out with the dying. Crap shooter's blues.
Paul Jeremiah with his rendition of Dying Crapshooter's Blues, an old Blind Willie McTell tune. This is from Paul Jeremiah's disc Live from Uncle Sam's Backyard. Preceding that, we heard Fiona Boys from what is still her most recent release. Boy, is it about time she has another. It fits anywhere near as good as this one. Blues for Hard Times is the name of the disc. Fiona Boys doing a number called Maybe I Could Be Your Girl. All the tracks on this particular disc, well, almost all of them, I guess about 3 exceptions, were written by Fiona Boys. Well, we just heard Jeremiah doing a Blind Willie McTell tune. Let's turn to Blind Willie next here on KRVS. The Great Atlanta 12-string player. Here he is from 1933.
I don't need nothing but my overalls. I done trimmed these women's and they found a fall. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. I don't want no woman gonna run around and drink a whiskey and act like a fan-foot clown. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your baby away from home. I don't want no woman with a face like a natural man. When she comes in your home, there'll be trouble in the land. But let it be her time to worry, my time to be alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. Oh, play it for me, boy, 'cause I'm worried. If I had your heart in my hand, I would teach you exactly how to treat a real good man, because it's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from home. Well, I tried to treat you good, tried to treat you right, but you stayed off on me, woman, both day and night. Now it's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, honey, drove your daddy away from home. Now it's a mighty sad story, but it's understood. Everybody in Atlanta, in my neighborhood, say it's your time to worry, woman, and my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from.
Everybody's working in this town, and it's worried me night and day. Everybody's working in this town, and it's worried me night and day. It's that mean working crew had to work for the WPA. Well, when the landlord come this morning, and he knocked on my door, he asked me if I was going to pay my rent no more. He said, you have to move if you can't pay. And then he turned and he walked slowly away. So I have to try, find me some other place to stay. That house wrecking crew's coming from the WPA. Well, I went to the release station, and I didn't have a cent. They said, stay on where you stand, you don't have to pay no rent. So when I got back home, they was tacking a notice on the door. This house is condemned, and you can't live here no more. So my notion struck me, I'd better be on my way. They're gonna tear my house down. Phew, that crew from the WPA. Well, I went out next morning. I put a lock on my door. But though I wouldn't move, but I have no place to go. The real estate people, they're all done got sold. They don't rent nor relief plants no more. So I know how to walk the streets night and day. Because that wrecking crew's coming, whew, from that WPA. Well, the notion struck me, I tried to stay a day or two, but I soon found out that that wouldn't do. Well, the next morning, while I was laying in my bed, I had a mighty rumbling and bricks come tumbling down on my head. So I started ducking and dodging and be on my way. They will stand my house down on me. Phew, that crew from that WPA.
Casey Bill Weldon, recorded in Chicago back in 1936. Earlier, he had been part of the Memphis jug band scene, and he would eventually settle in I think it was Kansas City or St. Louis. Anyway, a very fine guitarist and blues vocalist from that era. He was preceded by someone of which you could say the same thing, Blind Willie McTell. We heard McTell from 1933 doing a number called It's Your Time to Worry. And we're going to squeeze in some a little bit of John Lee Hooker. Here's John Lee from 1952.
Sugar mama, please come back to me. Sugar mama, sugar mama, please come back to me. Bring my granulated sugar, sugar mama. Sugar mama, ease my misery. They've been bragging about your sugar, sugar mama. They've been bragging all over town. Sugar mama, I sure can hear your name. Read them crazy about you, sugar mama, because you ease my worried mind. Sugar mama, because you ease my worried mind. You got something, sugar mama, ain't nobody else got but you. Cover sweet early in the morning. You know I'm crazy about my tea at night. You know what I mean about that, sugar mama. I like my cover sweet early in the morning. You know I'm crazy about my tea at night. Don't get my sugar three times a day. Lord, you know me and you just can't get along right.
Once again, John Lee Hooker with Sugar Mama from 1952, a tune first recorded back in the late 30s by Sonny Boy Williamson the First. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. Then at 3 p.m., stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio at 4 o'clock. All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. Selected Shorts airs at 6 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, music continues with Lee Kleinpeter. Big Band Swings and Other Things. At 9 o'clock, the Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. And at 10 o'clock, James Van Way will be coming in with Out on the Fringe. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this program is made possible in part through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and is also made possible by gifts from listeners like you. Many of you keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We'd like to thank you for that support. And any of those of you who are not yet members who might consider becoming members, you can pledge securely online at KRVS.org. Music from George Harmonica Smith, recorded back in 1982, a number called Last Chance, to take us on up to the top of the hour and American roots. Have a great weekend.
Poppy Tooker, host of the weekly show Louisiana Eats. Each week we'll meet farmers, fishers, chefs, and home cooks who provide the special ingredients that make our food so distinctive. We'll keep you up to date with national and local food trends and share recipe tricks and tips along the way. Please join us Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. for Louisiana Eats, edible content for Louisiana food lovers, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.